This is Do You Know What the Double Tap Means? Note before I begin, the following piece is going to describe some intense face fucking. It's all consensual, I love having my face fucked, but not everyone likes it, of course, and many people will find this sort of thing terrifying. As with all fuck play, the more intense you want to be, the more groundwork you need to do, discussing limits and preferences with your partner and establishing ways to withdraw consent if things get too much. Now, let's talk about how red hot the double tap is. Picture the scene. You're lying in bed, legs spread wide and me kneeling between them, comfortable and angled so that I can get your cock all the way into the back of my throat, choking ever so slightly on each instroke. You like the choking noises. You like it when I gag. So you put both hands on the back of my head and grab handfuls of my hair in each fist. The first time you push downwards, you do it for just a couple of seconds, enough to make me splutter a little before you let me back up. I heave in a quick breath through saliva and pre-cum, then you shove me down again, thrusting yourself in and holding it there for longer this time. 4 seconds. 5. 6. We continue like this for a while. I love that I can feel with my lips and tongue and throat the way your prick twitches when you hear me choke. I like the instant feedback of it. Every throb and spasm of your dick resonates in my cunt the way a well-timed good girl would shudder through my soul. And the more you do it, the harder it becomes to catch my breath between each stroke. The more time I need to gulp down that breath before you plunge back into my mouth, so the more urgently and deeply I'm ripping oxygen from the air around us each time you let my head back up. More, harder, deeper for longer, until eventually you hold me down for a second longer than I think I can take, and I double tap your thigh. You let go immediately. Not slowly, quickly, instantly. The faster your reaction speed, the hotter it is. You let go of my hair, whip your hands away from my head, and I slide my wet throat off your cock and sit up, panting, grinning, probably covered in layers of my own spit. Men who instinctively understand the double tap are hot as fuck. The second time I shagged this particularly excellent dude, I really wanted him to face fuck me. I sucked him off for a while as he sat in a leather armchair, extremely hot dom vibes in a leather armchair, let me tell you. Then we moved over to the bed where I sat on the floor with my head against the edge of the mattress and ushered him forwards to fuck my face. It's a fun position, this, because I like having something jammed behind my head so I can't move away, meaning the depth and speed is mostly dictated by the guy. If he's in control, then I get to lazily or blissfully, depending on your outlook, relinquish control, focusing mainly on the challenge of trying to breathe steady and take what he gives me. Breathe steady and take what he gives me. Anyway, it was the first time this guy had ever done that to me, and the first note of kink that we'd introduced into fucking. So naturally, we're both feeling each other out a little. Me working out how far he'll push me and whether he'll stop when I need him to, and him no doubt feeling for the same in the other direction. And he fucked me in the mouth with my head against the bed, deep choking strokes so that I gagged on it. I put my hands against his arse to pull him further in, to indicate, it's fine, go deeper, fucking do it. Until eventually one stroke lasted a bit too long and I realised it was time for me to come up for air. So I gave a quick double tap to his thigh. He stopped, not just immediately, but instinctively. Pulled out, looked down to check I was okay. Strings of my saliva connecting his rock-solid dick and my open, gasping mouth, pulling in ragged breaths while we took a brief break. It was the hottest thing. that immediate understanding of what the double tap meant, and the instinctive way he just pulled out and paused. I hadn't really appreciated just how sexy this instinctive understanding could be until I became single and started shagging a few different guys. There's safety in it, for sure, and that is hot in itself. Feeling safe with someone gives me the confidence to urge them to push me further. I'm more likely to let you tie me up if you've shown you'll untie me the second I need you to, after all. But there's also something sexy about the knowledge that's in it, the experience. Someone who reacts so instinctively to a double tap is someone who's played with kink before and had practice responding to someone else's noises and gestures. Like so much of the other stuff I find sexy, i.e. men listening to my opinions, asking me questions and remembering things I've said, it's partly about feeling heard. I like it when men show that they're listening. I like it when they hear me. After I double tapped him, this guy pulled out and looked down at me to check I was okay. "I'm good," I gasped. "Just need a second to catch my breath." "And also to check, right?" he asked. "To make sure that I would respond?" "Yes. Oh my God, yeah. And thank you from the bottom of my heavily gushing cunt for mentioning it." If you're a woman who dates men, you've probably come up against one of those weird guys who tries to arrange a first date in an unsafe situation, inviting you to his place, suggesting a nice walk on the marshes, or offering to meet you in a park at midnight to keep things exciting. All these, by the way, are things men have genuinely offered to me. If you're like me, you'll say, "No, that's okay, that's not very safe. We need to meet in a pub first, please, so I can get to know you." And the guy will often respond, as these three did, by getting in a massive huff. "Are you saying I might be a rapist? Well, I guess there's no point dating you then." "Nope. No point dating me then. Move on, my friend. Move the fuck on." This attitude where men pretend to be entirely naive to the risks women take when we date them is whiny and ugly and tedious. Those are the headline feelings, if I'm honest. The most powerful thing I feel is a general ick for this level of ignorance. Feigned ignorance. But somewhere underneath, the attitude also gives me chills. And chills are the opposite of hot. The moment when that guy asked me if I gave him the double tap to check he'd respond, that was hot. By instinctively and swiftly acknowledging the double tap, he showed with perfect clarity that he understood how this game worked. Then, by following up with that question, he conveyed that he understood how important it was, and he gave me space and permission to feel him out in whatever way made me feel safest. Honestly, gang, rocket fuel hot. I know that technically we should have had this conversation before we started to fuck. If we were doing kink by the book, we'd have established a safe word or gesture before getting stuck in. But we'd had a few chats about this sort of thing already, and although we hadn't explicitly established an out, for various reasons, I was happy to play things by ear. I might not be as happy to do this with someone else, just as there are many dominant guys who wouldn't be comfortable doing this with me, but in this case, both of us were happy to get stuck in without those explicit instructions. Anyway, the double tap. I'm not saying you should abandon all pre-fuck chat and just assume everyone will know what it means. If in doubt, apply more communication, always. But I am saying that regardless of how you choose to play, if you instinctively recognise a double tap when you feel one, my cunt will get so fucking wet for you. This is a fairly old story. I'm telling it to you now because something reminded me of it recently. I met another guy with a stunning smile and a penchant for face fucking. And he understands the double tap too. If you enjoyed this, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn or come help me make more of it by supporting me on Patreon at patreon.com/girlonthenet.